to thank the sponsors of this evening, Rabin and Yaakov Geffner, and who honor the yahrzeit of Rabin's father, Ephraim Leib Ben Yitzchak. I want to thank the Graham family who sponsored this evening in honor of Rabbi Dr. Schachter and the Adult Ed Committee. I thank Kenny and Meredith Yeager, who sponsored this evening as a tefillah for Refuah Shleima from Rabbi Chai Esther Basara. Thank David and Margie Sachs, who sponsored this evening in memory of David's grandmother, Gili Bas Tzvi Zev. And we thank Michael and Adina Kirshner, who sponsored this evening in honor of Michael's parents, Rav Nosson and Daniel, and Fege Bas Menachem Mendel. The schus of our learning this evening should be Lili Neshamas of the Neshamas that we mentioned, and should be a tefillah for Refuah Shleima, by Yichus Yom Vishonim, of the people that we mentioned. We're always grateful to Rabbi Dr. Schachter for giving us this evening and being our Tikkun Leil Hashanah Rabbah, learning the size of the crowd and coming out an hour after Shabbos on a Motzoi Shabbos, which is an Erev Yom Tov, speaks to the fact that our speaker does not need any introduction, and he needs just our gratitude for teaching us this evening. I'll share with you one vignette that came my way just a few, maybe a month ago, that I was speaking with a very, very close acquaintance back in my hometown in Toronto, and the conversation was about to go in a direction that I could not anticipate, and then this person stopped and said, "I can't go any further." And she said, because I was going to say something that was not appropriate. I was going to say something negative about somebody. And over the course of Tisha B'Av, I was listening to the presentations of Rabbi Schachter. And we were learning over the course of Tisha B'Av. And the course of the day, while we were learning, Nidlakla, that she has to be more careful in the way that she speaks, and the impact that that had speaks to the not only the effectiveness, but also to the absolute genuineness of our speaker this evening, because only a person who has that skill, and that skill is matched with authenticity, which is hard to come by these days, could have that kind of an impact from New Jersey, our town, which is a source of great pride, and all the way to Toronto, and I'm sure far, far, far beyond. And therefore, it's with the great gratitude that I present Rabbi Dr. Schachter.
Brishas Mar Dasra, I want to thank Rabbi Neuberger very much for the introduction, for the invitation, and for the opportunity that I have every year to express to you on behalf of all of us our tremendous Hakaras HaTov for everything that you do for our community, for your own Kehila, for the entire community, for our family, and for your Talmidim in Yeshiva Sirvenu Yitzhak Ochanan. I happen to know that you're now involved in Yeshiva Sirvenu Yitzhak Ochanan in a sort of a very carefully selected small circle of advisors who are tackling some very important issues. And among the group, you're the representative Rosh Yeshiva, and I think it speaks to the incredible respect that we all have for you that you were designated and invited to play that role on this committee. And so our yeshiva is grateful to you, and our entire community is grateful to you, and we thank you for all that you do. I want to thank Rabbi Aaron Ross for everything that, where is Aaron is here, okay, and I want to thank Mrs. Tippy Ross for arranging for the recording this evening, so I thank you. And I want to thank the sponsors. And in addition to the sponsors, you see at the top of the page, I wanted to add Le'ilu Nishmas, my mother, Olea Shalom. Just so happens that tonight is the last night of my year of Avelus for my mother. And I thought that it would be appropriate to include her in the list of those who we have in mind tonight. Her name was actually a shtickle complicated. Not sure exactly what it is. In her ksuba, it's Paraletel. She was known as Penina. We had occasion because she lived, Baruch Hashem, for many, many years. She was 95 when she passed away, b'melo kochoseha, mentally. So we talked a lot. I would say to her, Mommy, what would you like on your matzeva? We had a very serious, in-depth, meaningful conversation. And she said she wanted her name, and then we had to be mevarer what the name was exactly. And then she says, I want my mother's name on my matzeva. And in fact, I want my mother's name before my father's name on my matzeva. And so her name appears on the handout, Le'ilu Nishmas Penina Paraletel Bas Lea Pesha V'Chanoch Henoch. And that's how we obviously will be mekayim her explicit request. Tana Rabbana. The sugya is about the centrality of Simcha, the inyan of Simchas Yomtiv, and beyond Simchas Yomtiv. Tana Rabbana. Psachim Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. There's a lot of Hebrew here. I will work through the Hebrew. I will translate. I want there to be as much of an even playing field for those of you who honor me with your presence this evening, as well as those who will, Mirza Hashem, be listening to this online. Tana Rabbanam Chayv Adam L'Sameach Banav U'Bnei Beiso Beregel. The locus classicus, the key source in the Gemara on Simchas Yomtiv, is Psachim Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. It's not the only place, but it's a primary place. Person has an obligation to gladden, to be mesameach, bonav u'bnei beiso, children and members of the family, baregel on a yomtiv, shenema v'samachta b'chagecha. If you look at the bottom right in the Torah or Hasholem, this edition of the Gemara quotes the psukim, v'samachta b'chagecha, and dvarim ato vincha, uvitecha, v'avdecha, v'amosecha, v'halevi, v'hager, v'hayosam, v'ha'almana, asher b'shoracha. So there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv, and this leads us to an obligation of a person to be misameach banav u'bnei beiso. B'ma misamcham. So how do you do it? What's the vehicle for this, for Simchas Yomtiv? B'yayin, the answer is by wine. We should give banav u'bnei beiso. We should have wine as part of the ritual of the holiday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anoshim Beroi Lohem, V'Noshim Beroi Lohen. It's not just a blanket item, but it depends. What will give you Simcha? So what is appropriate for men and what is appropriate for women, says the Gemara, is different. Anoshim Beroi Lohem B'Yayin, V'Noshim Mai. What about women? Tani Rabbi Yosef, B'Bovel B'Bigdei Tzivonin, colored kinds of clothing. Eretz Yisrael, the big day, pishton migu hatzin, specially pressed kinds of linen. So I don't know exactly sociologically the difference, why here it's this and why there it's that, but the fundamental principle is it has to do with clothing. So for men it's wine, for women it's clothing. Whatever that particular item of clothing is, I would say that today, find out what the clothing is, and that's the way one would be misambeach one's wife. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mebesera Omer, Bisman Shabes HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. So now we're being introduced to Basar. Rabbi Yehuda Mebesera says that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Simcha is only B'Basar, Shenemar, another Pasuk, V'Zavachto Shlomim, V'Ochalto Sham. We're talking here about a korban, korban shlomim, and you eat the korban, v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So we have a juxtaposition of being mezabeach, bringing the shlomim to the mizbeach, and eating it, and right after it is v'samachta. So the eating of the basar is what generates the simcha. But nebuch v'achshav she'en beis hamikdash kayam. Now we don't have a korban, we don't have a beis hamikdash. Ein simcha elo b'yayin. So we're back to where we started. So simcha is yayin shenemar v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Because yayin is a source of simcha. So ad kan de Gemara. The Gemara lays out certain basic gedorim, and concluding with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru's machalik between bisman she beis hamikdash kayam when it's basar, bisman she ein beis hamikdash kayam it is yayin. Now the first issue that I want to deal with is an issue that is relating to the obligation of women in Simchas Yom Tov, which is a major, major discussion. I want to just briefly touch on it and then move on to what is the more central focus of this year. So we have to begin with the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin on page 2. So the Rambam paskins this Gemara. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin, top of page 2. Shivas Yemei HaPesach Ushmonas Yemei Achag Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'taymes. It's a strange formulation of the Rambam. I just want to mention it briefly, ultimately with the Shtikel Tzarechion, and then I want to move on to the next. But here, the Rambam begins, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'taymes. We can't give eulogies, and we can't fast on the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and other holidays. Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. So that's a little bit odd, because it's sort of nishtahin and nishtaher. It's not all the Shalosh Regalim, it's only two of the three Shalosh Regalim. What does it mean, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim? So the Rambam already defined in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, which I regretfully did not copy for you, but I'm going to read it to you. So right at the beginning, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Sheshes Yomim Ha'elu, She'osran HaKosuv Ba'asiyas Melacha. There are 6 days that the Torah asered Melacha, Shehein, Rishon Ushvi Shal Pesach, first and last day of Pesach, Rishon Ushmini Shal Chag, first and last day of Sukkot, Shal Chag HaSukkot, Ubiyom Chag HaShavuos, and on one day of Shavuos, Ube'echad LaChodesh HaShvi'i. Echad LaChodesh HaShvi'i is Rosh Hashanah, Hein HaNikra'im Yomim Tovim. So the Rambam defined right at the beginning what is called a Yom Tov. What's called the Yom Tov is the first and last day of Sukkot, the first and last day of Pesach, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah. Now let's go back to our Rambam. Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Shmonas Yemei HaChag, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim, that I already defined way back when, at the beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Asar, that includes also Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, Kulam Asur Behesped V'Tayim. So we cry as an explanation as to what is the significance here. My son-in-law, Rabbi Jonathan Knapp, pointed out to me that there is a unique character to Sukkot and Pesach, which Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah don't have, and that is Chol HaMoed. What's added here is not just the first day and the last day and the first day and the last day. That is called the Yom Tov with regard to the Isser of Asiyas Melacha. But here we're talking about Asur Behesped V'Tainis. So you don't have to tell me about Shavuos, you don't have to tell me about Rosh Hashanah. The Chiddush is that it's not just the first and the last day of Sukkot or Pesach, but it's in fact everything. But still, we need to understand why the Rambam is so reticent and says, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim, you'd think that there are many of them. There are only two more, as he identified at the beginning of the Halach. Now let's continue. V'chayev Adam li'yos bohen sameach v'tov lev, hu ubanav, V'ishto u'b'nei beso v'chol ha'nilvim olav, all those who depend on him. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecho, etc. So a person has to be misameach, And he has to be mesameach, who? The person, bonov, children, ishto, wife, b'nei beis, or members of the household, and everybody who is under his authority. Afal pisha hasimcha ha'amura kan, he korban shlomim, even though when the pasuk says v'samachta v'chagecha, we understand that to mean a reference to the korban, kemo she'anu meva'arin behilchos chagiga, as we explain in Hilchos Chagiga, come back to that in a second. Yesh bechlal osa simcha. It's not just the din in the Hakravas Korban Shlomim. Yesh bechlal osa simcha lismoach hu ubanav ubnei beso kol echad ve'echad kero'ui lo. That he should provide, the head of the household provides a mechanism by which the members of the household should feel simcha, each one as is a past, as appropriate for them. Ketzad. And next halacha, so what do I mean? Kolecha ve'echad karoilo. Now he introduces something we have not yet seen. Haktanim nosen lohem kloyos ve'egozim umikdonos. For the ktanim, we give them seeds and candies and sweets and nuts. So candy, the kid gets candy. That's where the kid is. V'hanoshim kono lohem bigodim. Vitachshitim na'im kefima mono, a lake too, not just begodim, this beggar, but now we're raising the ante a little bit. Also, tachshitim jewelry, kefima mono, depending on how much she can afford. Ve'ha'anoshim ochlin bosor vishosin yayin. And the males, the men, eat meat and drink wine. She'ein simcha ela b'bosor ve'ein simcha ela b'yayin. So, anashim have a chiyuv lefi harambam, basar and yayin, she'ein simcha ela b'basar. I'd like you to just note this formulation, she'ein simcha ela b'basar, ve'ein simcha ela b'yayin. And then he continues in this one of these beautifully varamazisa rambams. Rambam says, ukashuhu ochel v'shoseh, it's not just for yourself and it's not just for your family, but chayev lahachil leger liyasam ula almona im shor ha'aniyam ha'um lolim. It's not just for yourself, but you have to spread the simcha, and you have to invite people, and you have to make it possible for others to also participate in simchas yamtiv avol misha noel dalsos chatzero. It's a very iconic image here of the Ram. Somebody locks the doors of his chatzer va'ochel v'shoseh just. Who ubana ve'ishto ve'eno ma'achil u'mashke la'aniyim ulamarei nefesh. If you're only worried about your own egana simchas yamtiv, and you're not worried about others who are unfortunate, who have difficulties, ein ze simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreso. This is not a simcha. This is a bayach simcha. This is a kishka, your own kishka. You stuff yourself. Very nice. That's not called simcha shel mitzvah, that's called a belly simcha. That's not a simcha shel mitzvah. The Rambam already here quotes, as he references, talking about the fact that v'samachta b'chagecha, afa pisha ha-simcha ha-amura kani korban shlomim, kamo she'anu mevarin behilchos chagiga. Look at the very bottom of page 2. We come to Hilchos Chagiga, the very beginning of Hilchos Chagiga. Shalosh mitzvos hasein etzdavu Yisrael b'chol regel mishlosha regalim. Each one of the shalosh regalim has three mitzvos hasein. Ve'elu hein, and these are they. Ha-re'iya, shenemar yeh kol zechurcha. Re'iya is being ole regel. And the Rambam continues and explains what that is. The second one is ve'hachagiga, and quotes a pasuk. And the third one is ve'hasimcha, shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. So the Rambam first talks about Re'iya, and then on the left of the bottom, the Rambam talks about Chagiga, HaChagiga HaAmura BaTorah, and then, a couple of lines later, we come to the part that's relevant to us, HaSimcha HaAmura BeRegalim, Hu SheYakriv Shlomim Yeser Al Shalmei Chagiga, Ve'elu Hein HaNikroin Shalmei Simcha. So the pasuk is shenemar v'zavachta shlamim v'yachalta shom v'samachta lefnei Hashem elokecha. So simchas Yom Tov, for the Rambam, he defines an Ochos Chagiga is the Korban Shlomim, and so therefore now, back to Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, he says, even though I elsewhere define the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov relating to Korban, but we're not going to limit it only to a Korban, we're going to include Yesh Bechlal Oso Simcha Lismoach Hu Banav Ubnei Beiso Kolechot Ve'echot Karoyim. I just want to say parenthetically something that I've been thinking about for a very long time. When I went to graduate school, my teacher was Professor Isidore Twersky. Professor Yitzchak Twersky was an expert in the Rambam. And one of the issues that he sensitized us to is, in what order did the Rambam write the Mishnah Torah? So what did he write first? What did he write second? So it's not muchrach necessarily that he wrote it in the order that we have it, because Hilchas Shvisas Yom Tov is in Zmanim. Zmanim is in the third of the Yud Dalet Sfarim in the Mishnah Torah, and Hilchos Chagiga is in Korbanos, which is the ninth. So in the third, he's already referencing Kamo She'anu Meva'arin BeHilchos Chagiga. So it could be that he already wrote Hilchos Chagiga. It could be already he had it all worked out in his head, and he knew that I'm going to go in order, and when I get to Hilchos Chagiga, this is what I'm going to say. But it just sensitizes us to the issue of the order of the writing. Okay, so now the first issue, very briefly, is about women and the women's obligation of Simchas Yom Tov. So the Rambam paskens in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, in the middle of the page, Halachi Gimel, sort of an odd place where this would be, but it clearly emerges out of a discussion of what's relevant in that particular parak. Kol mitzvos lo sa'aseh shebatorah, echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayavim. Men and women are equally obligated in all mitzvos lo sa'aseh. And then there are a couple of exceptions. V'chol mitzvos aseh shehim mizman lizman ve'eno tadira. We call it in rabbinic parlance a mitzvos aseh shehazman groma. Noshim peturos chutz, and there are a couple of exceptions. And one of the exceptions is v'simcha at the very end, sha'anashim chayavos. So the Rambam says quite explicitly that women are chayavos in the mitzvah of simchas yom tov. So this is relevant to men and to women. Back to the Rambam that I just mentioned in Hilchos Chagiga, all the way at the bottom. Ha'simcha amura b'regolam, I already read this in the context of korbanos, hu she'yakrev shlomim yeser al shalmei chagiga. Ve'elohen ha'nekroin shalmei simcha, shenemar v'zavachta shlomen v'yachalta sham, v'samachta lefnei Hashem elokecha, v'noshim chayavos b'mitzvazu. So we have a Rambam l'shitaso, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Chagiga, women are obligated. Now take a look at the Raifid. I know it's tiny. The letters of Mami, with the older I get, the tinier the letters become. So I'm going to read it, and you'll follow along. Amar v'noshem chayavos mitzvazu. Amar Avram, lo b'korban. Women are not obligated in the korban. He disagrees, and he says they're not obligated in the korban. Ela b'simcha. They're obligated in the non-korban aspect of simchas yom tov. She tesameach im ba'alo. She should be mesameach with her husband. She'ta'ale imo, she should go to Yerushalayim with him, v'hu yisamach osa, and he should make her happy. So I have difficulty having a clearer understanding of this right, but it seems to me a little bit unclear to me. So what's it? Is it a din, the woman herself, nashima themselves, chayiv, and she should by herself proactively act in a way that expresses simchas yom tov, she tesameach im ba'alo, she ta'ale imo. But then the Ravid concludes, v'hu yisamach osa. It would appear to be the inyan of simchas yom tov for the wife is a kiyum in the husband's simchas yom tov. Part of the obligation of the husband's simchas yom tov is to be mesameach the wife. Turn to page 3 to the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says very explicitly in Mitzvah Tov Pei Ches, L'smoach b'regolam shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. And what does it mean? V'inyan harishon haromos b'simcha hu shenakriv shlomim. Ubishvil hakravas shlamim, next line, amru zikronam levracha, nashim chayavos besimcha, lomar she'af hein chayavos lahavi shalme simcha, that there is a robust obligation for women in simchas yomtiv, not like the Ravid, but there's mamish an inyan of simchas yomtiv, women are obligated even in the bringing of the carbon. Now this is a massive discussion. I just want to add a minchas chinuch, and here I want to thank my son-in-law, Corey Tarzik, for bringing this minchas chinuch to my attention. Am I blessed or am I not blessed? Baruch Hashem, with incredible sons-in-law who teach me so much. So Corey brought my attention to this minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says at the end of the third line, V'das ha-rambam v'harav ha-machaber, the noshem chayavos v'mitzvah zumin ha-torah. V'chein kosov ha-rambam kanitz v'nuchas chagiga. And here, Perek Yud Beis Mehilchas Hakam. Avol das ha-ravid, the minchas chinuch learns in the ravid. I mentioned before that myself, it wasn't clear to me whether it's an inyan, an independent chiyuv for the woman, or it's a kium in the inyan of simchas yamta for the husband. He says very clearly, avol das ha-ravid, the noshim piturim mi mitzvah zu, rak isha ba'lo misamcha, hainu de mitzvah al haba'a l'samcha. So, just to make a long story very short, it seems to be a debate among the Rishonim exactly what is the nature of the chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov for women. The issue that I want to address at greater length is a Beis Yosef's kasha on the Rambam, and I have here four answers. I have an answer from the Kapas Tamarim, an answer from the Bach, an answer from the Drisha, and an answer for the Yamshel Shlomo. So I want to work through this particular issue, but I want to do so in memory of my mother, Aleha Shalom, and in memory of and in Refuah Shalema for all of those who are sponsoring tonight's presentation, to draw some lessons, lemaisa, in our lives. We are human beings. We live lives. We strive to include simcha in our lives. We should live our lives with simcha. And sometimes it's not so pashut to live our lives b'simcha. And so I want to draw lessons from the Bach and the Drisha and the Yamshel Shlomo that perhaps will help us in our own personal lives. Here's the Beis Yosef's kasha. The tour in Simen Tavkuf Chavtes, I didn't copy it for you. The tour simply quotes the Rambam. Quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins, v'ha'anoshim ochlim bosar v'shosin yayin. But if you need to be reminded, you can go back to the previous page. What is Simchas Yom Tov kol echad k'roi Elohim? So babies, ketanim, little children are this, and women are this, and men are this, and men are chayiv in both bosar as well as yayin. And he quotes the Beis Yosef here in Dibra Maschel Kosav Rambam. This is based on the Torah. Torah quotes the Rambam, and he says it's based on the Gemara. V'yesh l'tmoha al ha-Rambam. At the end of the Beis Yosef, bomb kasha of the Beis Yosef, and there's a ream of achreinim who make a lot of interesting comments on for this Beis Yosef. V'yesh l'tmoha al ha-Rambam. Loma hitzrich sheyochlu bosor. And why does the Rambam say that today men are obligated to drink wine and also simultaneously to eat meat? The Habibraisa Kotani, didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say in the Braisa that we began, in Psachim Kuftesim et Aleph, the Bizman Hazeh ain't Simcha Ela B'yayin, Umashma de B'yayin Sagi below Basar. What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say? The Gemara, I'm going to quote, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mevesera Omer, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdosh Kayam and Simcha Elo Bebosar, quotes a pasuk. V'achshav She'ein Beis HaMikdosh Kayam Ein Simcha Elo B'yayin. Frek the Beis Yosef, why does a Rambam require Bizman Hazeh? He's writing, he's a relevant code that is relevant, Bizman Hazeh. Why is the Rambam Mechayiv Bosar, when there is no Bosar Bizman Hazeh, after all, there is no Nebuch, there is no Beis HaMikdash, it should only be Yai. Once again, V'yesh L'tmoa Al-Horamba, Lama hitzrich sheyochlu basar ve yishtu yayin. Daha bebraisa katani. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The bizman hazeh ein simcha ela b'yayin. Because we don't have a beis hamikdash. We don't have korbanos. Umashma de b'yayin sagi below basar. Azay frekt the beis yaisif on the ramp. So Sefer called Kapis Tamarim, which is a commentary on a few Masechtas and Shas. You have here the name of the author, Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv. He lived in the second half of the 17th century. He was born in Salonika. He was a Chashev Sfardish Yid who came to Yerushalayim and had a very illustrious career in Yerushalayim. He was a Rav, he was a Paisik, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, and he died at the age of 42 years old. He died an extremely young man, not before he was able to create an incredible legacy of amazing Sfarim called Kapas Tamar. Now, one of the places, one of the tangential places where the issue of Simchas Yom Tov arises is in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. So in Sukkah Mem Beis Amid Beis, the Kapas Tamar says the following. He talks here a little bit about Simchas Yom Tov, and he quotes the Rambam in the second line, that Anoshim Ochlin Bosov Vishosin Yayin. The Chosav Moran HaBeis Yosef, Simen Tovkov Peites, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, Kapas Tamarim Sukkah Mem Beis Amid Beis. V'yesh L'tmo Alo Rambam, Lo Mehitzrech Sheyochlu Bosor, why is the Rambam Mechayev? The eating of Bosor, if Bizman Hazeh, Ein Simcha Elo B'yay. He gives a very, I don't know, I'm going to call it a Balabatish answer. Not an insightful, creative answer like we're going to see in a moment, but he says something very logical, very logical. So I want to mention him first. The Efshadochi Kama. Yesh pa'amim de hasimcha hi lechol basor kigo bezman shabes ha-mikdash kaya dehi achila shlamen v'yesh pa'amim de simcha hi b'shesiyas ha-yayin kimo bezman hazeh. What's the lashon of the Rambam? The lashon of the Rambam is that anashim ochlim basar v'shosin yayin. Yeah, you're right. They're ochlim basar when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, v'shosin yayin when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. So who says that they're both at the same time? He breaks it up. This is now, and this is now. And so it's a rub the kasha mamish, not a kasha bizman hazeh. You're 100% right. There's no chiyuv of achilas basar, but that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant that depending on when you live, that will determine what your obligation is. Very nice. Now let's go to the Bach, the Heilige Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, who lived in the first part of the 17th century, who has a commentary on the Tur. The Bach lived after the Beis Yosef, about 80 years after the Beis Yosef, after Rabbi Yosef Karo. And he quotes the Rambam, which was quoted by the Torah. Kosev HaRambam, Chayev, etc. The on the top right now of page 4. Hiksha Beis Yosef, here it is again. Da beperek avrei psachem isa, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha ela bebosar. Quotes a pasuk. But v'achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha ela b'yayin. Umashma zokt the Heilige Beis Yosef, umashma de sagi b'yayin below basar. Bizman hazeh, wine and love alone is enough. V'lama hitzrech harambam sheyochlu basar v'yishtu yayin. Why do you need both? You don't need both. There's no beis hamikdash. No beis hamikdash. All you need is yayin. Why does a Rambam mechayiv basar v'yayin? Question of the Beis Yosef. V'nira desvira lohu. The Bachia gives a very interesting answer. He has a Gemara in Chulin, and he has a Gemara in Shabbos, from which he concludes, Alma, four lines in, the ikon nami simcha bebosar afa pisha einon shlomen. Don't think that the only simcha by bosar is only with a karban. That's not 100% true. There happens to be also simcha of bosar, the joy of meat, even separate from the eating of the korban. skip a line. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. What does it mean when the Gemara of Yehuda ben Becerra is machalik between when the Beis HaMikdash is kayam and not? Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam ikar simcha, ikar simcha. Underline ikar simcha bebasar shlomim, because he quotes a pasuk. Because when you eat the meat with as the korban, you're eating the meat of the korban, the ikar tarte simcha. There are two simchas in this achila of basar. Chada simchas havoas shlomim lashem. Number one, wow, what a bracha. I'm eating a korban. I had this chus. The Beis HaMikdash is standing. I could bring a korban to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I'm eating the korban. That itself generates for me a simcha that I am now being able to do God's will. And idach, and the second simcha that I have while I'm eating the meat of the korban, the idach simchas achilos bosor. It's a geschmack. I love it. I bought it. Zit, a shtick of flesh. Pulled beef. I got stuff. I'm eating. I enjoy the meat just for the meat. It's vei simchas. Number one is I'm doing a religious act. I'm doing God's will. God told me I have to eat the carb. Number two is zevert megid in the kishkes. I'm enjoying myself. That simcha, bosar is simcha. I have two simchas. Bisman shebeis hamikdash yakayim. Mashen kein biyayin, the leka elochada simcha. Wine is only one simcha. The simcha is I'm enjoying myself. Avolachshav shein beis hamikdash kayam. Ein ikar simcha elo biyayin. I don't have an ikar simcha of meat because the ikar of the ikar simcha of meat is gone because that's the carbon. But vasa geblieben, I still have epis eshtikala simcha anyway. It's not the ikar simcha, but I'm left with the pleasure and the enjoyment of the meat itself. Avolach shav shein beis hamikdash kayam ein ikar simcha ela b'yayin. And he quotes a pasuk. Avol basar eino ikar simcha. Basar lost its status as ikar simcha. There are two dinim here in the basar, but the ikar simcha is the carbon. Now there is no carbon, there is no ikar simcha of the carbon, and the ikar simcha is the yayin. And therefore he concludes, based on a tosfos, three lines on the bottom, perish bizman hazeh ikar simcha b'yayin, ubizman beis hamikdash ein ikar simcha ela b'basar. But today, I still have simcha from basar. Vos felt me the ikar simcha. But I still have simcha from basar. Based on the Gemara in Chulin, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the ikar nami simcha bebasar afal pish einon shel shlomim. So therefore the Rambam says that even bizman hazeh, there's an inyan to have basar, even though I don't have a car. But it's not the ikar simcha. It's a different kind of a simcha. So we understand the Rambam, and I think there is a very profound lesson that lies here. I was reminded, L'kayim Masha Nemar Torah Umada, I was reminded of a book by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant. Sheryl Sandberg, very prominent technology COO of Facebook, and Adam Grant, who teaches in Wharton. And they wrote a book called Option B, Plan B, Option B. She lost her husband very suddenly, and Option B. So I think some of us go through life when we wish we had Option A, but we don't have Option A. We don't have Option A. We wish we had a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is gone. But there's Option B. There's another. There's still Simcha. There's still simcha even without a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate simcha of basar. I don't have it. The subtitle of their book is Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, Finding Joy. Finding joy? Simcha. Plan B. Option B. The Bach says Option B. The basar of the Rambam is Option B. You're right, it's not Option A. But because we don't have Option A, that doesn't mean that's it. We're done. Ois simcha, garnet and simcha, that's it. Only yayin. No, there still is simcha. There still is simcha in the basar. but it's not the fullness of the simcha as we would have wished it would be. But that doesn't mean that our lives need to be shut out from a sense of simcha. We wish it was, it isn't. There's still a place for simcha, significant simcha, powerful simcha, meaningful simcha, chiyuv of simcha, in our lives as well. Let's take a look at the drisha, in the top left of page 4. The drisha is also a parish on the tour. The drisha is the beginning of the 17th century, Rabbi Yehoshua Falk. He was a Polish yid. He was born in Krakow. He was nifter in Lublin. So these are the two major cities. He is a Talmud of the Ramah. He's a Talmud of the Maharsha. Rabbi Yehoshua Falk quotes the Beis Yosef. First he quotes the Rambam, top left. V'anoshim ochlim basar v'shosin yayin. V'tama olav Beis Yosef. Mehod etanya amir Rabbi Yehuda. B'zman shabeis ha-mikdash kayim ein simcha ela b'basar. Quotes a pasuk. But v'achshav she'en beis ha-mikdash kayim. Ein simcha ela b'yayin. V'im kein. Frakta helig Beis Yosef. Lama hitzricha Rambam. She'yochlu basar v'yishtu yayin. Why is a Rambam mechayev achil is basar? If Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said that basar is only a din, b'zman shabeis hamikdash hayakai. For emfert v'loy kasha v'nira. Skip to the middle of the next line. Ki atam hachihu. I'll tell you why the Rambam obligates us to have basar even in the absence of a beis hamikdash. Not dissimilar conceptually to the argument of the Bach. V'nira ki atam hochiu, l'fi shebizman shebeisa mikdash kaya, kosuv de Torah behedya, v'zavachta shlomim v'ochalta. Torah tells us, when we have a beisa mikdash, we have to bring the sacrifice, and we have to eat the meat of the sacrifice. U'bepasik ze lo mevor hatam. Why do we have to eat? What's the kiyum of the eating of the meat of the carbon? Im habasar mitzad atzmo mashma. What is the source of the simcha? The pasuk says v'achalta and then v'samachta. So what generates the simcha? The fact that you're eating the meat, the gishmak of the meat. Oh, mishum chashiva sakorban. Maybe what generates the simcha is the fact that you're bringing a carbon. That is an incredible gift that we could follow the will of the Rabbonu Shalom. Avol mikol makom motzinu. Either way, there's a simcha b'basar. And it's not clear, he says, what generates the simcha of the basar when I'm eating the basar of the korban. Am I eating the basar of the korban because the korban is generating or because the basar is generating? Yayin vaday misameach. Avol basar. We don't know when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, what is the source? The nafkamina is bizman hazeh. Is it if it's the korban, the basar of the korban that generates it? So nebach, I don't have it. If it's the basar that generates it, then I do have it. And here is my extracting the vort, the nekuda of the drisha. Mikomokom yochalios shegam bebosar yesh simcha ktsas. There's such a thing as simcha ktsas. Let's read a little bit more. 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. Avol mikomokom, the end of 5 lines from the bottom, yesh simcha ktsas. Yesh simcha ktsas. However you slice it, pardon the parallel here, however you slice it, there is simcha by basar. Ktsas. There's super duper simcha when I have the carbon shlomim. Because then, either way, I cover both bases. It's the carbon that's mechayev or the basar that's mechayev. Nebuch, I don't have a carbon shlomim. Nebuch, I don't have a base of English. But vos egeblibim, epis egeblibim, simcha ktsas. A little simcha. The Rambam is mechayev achilas basar, even bisman shein beis hamikdash kayim, says the drisha, because it's simcha ktsas, it's still simcha. Once again, I think the lesson is profound. It's not an all or nothing proposition. Simcha is not I'm happy or I'm a wreck. I think most of us walk through life, if not all of us, with simcha ktsas. Sometimes the ktsas is a gesunte ktsas, and sometimes it's a shvacha ktsas. Because there's always stuff. We have stuff. There's stuff that we live with. There's family stuff and parnassa stuff and health. There's stuff we carry. We're not walking around, everything is 100% perfect, magnificent. We don't feel it. It is, Koma David Rachmana, Letav of it, but we don't feel it. We feel sometimes pulled down by the challenges. But that does not mean that, okay, we're going to check out, there's no simcha, we're done. The Rambam teaches us, Zok the Hele Gedrisha, Teferef the Bez Yosef's Kasha, simcha ktsas is also simcha. Even if it's not Iker simcha, the Lashon of the Bach, it's also simcha. To live a life of appreciating simcha, even when it's plan B, even when it's not exactly, even when it's only a simcha ktsas. I think this is the story of our lives. And it's a chizuk for us, that it's not an all or nothing proposition. The final answer is the Yamshel Shlomo in Beitza. Is the Yamshel Shlomo turned sideways, the bottom of page 4? The Yamshel Shlomo, the Helige Marshal, Reb Shlomo Luria, lived in Lublin, buried in Lublin. I'm sure a number of you have been to Lublin, have been to his kever, like in Krakow, you went to the kever of the Ramah. The Ramah and the Marshal lived at the same time. They both lived in the 16th century. And we have fascinating correspondence between the Ramah and the Marshal. The tshuvas of the Ramah, the very sharp exchange with the Marshal about philosophy, about the legitimacy of philosophy. The Ramah was more open to the philosophical way of thinking. The Marshal was less open. And there's a very sharp exchange in the printed editions of the Tshuvas of the Ramah. They were like chaverim, who did not necessarily see the world in exactly the same way. They were contemporaries. Zokt diyam shel Shlomo in Beitza. Pasuk HaRambam quotes the Rambam, and in line number 5, first word in, Zayin Yemei HaPesach, V'ches Yemei HaChag, Im Sha'ar Yamim Tovim, Kulon Asurin Behesbit V'tainis. The Chayav Adam Lihios Bohem Sameach Vitov Lev, etc., 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 Adka. V'humen Abraisa de Perek Arvei Psachim. About 12 lines in, this Rambam is based on the Braisa and Arvei Psachim. So now we're very learned. We know the Rambam. We saw the Braisa and Arvei Psachim. Now, about halfway down the line, beginning Ella B'yayin, a little more than halfway down. Halfway in, V'kosav Mahari Karo. Zot the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Kaveshel Tmoala Ramba. This is now the fourth round. Yeshel Tmoa Al Harambam, the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Loma Hutzrach Sheyochlu Basar Vyishteyayin. Do Bebraiso Katoni, Bizman Hazeh, Ein Simcha Ella Biyayin. Umashma de Biyayin Sagi below Basar. So the first answer is, well, the Rambam simply says it depends on when you live. If you live now, you need basar. If you live now, you need yayin. Kapas tomorrow. We had the Bach who said, Iker simcha is with a carbon, but not Iker simcha is also with basar without a carbon. You know what? Not Iker simcha is also simcha. The Drisha said, talked about ktsas simcha. Full simcha is with a karm. Ktsas simcha, you know what? Ktsas simcha is also simcha. That's what we live with. Ktsas simcha is also simcha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be good to us to be marchiv the ktsas. The ktsas should take over more of our lives, please God. Kuntz again, the Yamshel Shlomo. Va'ani Omer. Fourth answer. Va'ani Omer, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, lo bo lema'ait achilas boso. Read the Mesera when he says that today it's only Yayin. Doesn't mean it's only Yayin, Mamish, literally, and not Basar. Pshita, she'ein simcha ela b'basar. Come on, give me a break. Basar is simcha. That's it. You don't need lumdus for that. You have a life experience. And if you eat a good shtickle of meat, it's pleasurable. Da simchas yamtiv, hi hasu'uda. What is simchas yamtiv? You're eating something. Velo nikra hasu'uda lios bo leiv tov v'simcha velo achilas basar. What's a meal without a shtickle of flesh? Basar is what gives the geshmak to the su'uda. Mom, you know for sure that basar is simcha. Ella, what's going on? What does Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera mean? Shebezban shemeshamikdash hayakayam, haya ochelim besar shlamim, v'hayu omdim al korbanoseihem, v'haya maspik lohem simcha zu. What simcha this was? I'm in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm surrounded by God's presence. The very fact that I'm eating from the korban, that is a joy for me of monumental proportions. I don't need anything else. For me to have simcha, give me water, give me anything. It doesn't matter. I don't have to have anything besides the experience of the meat of the korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Avol, two lines later, Achshav. She'en lanu simchas shlamim. V'hamikdash chorev, v'orva kol simcha. Now Nebuch, I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. I'm sad. I don't feel a sense of simcha. Ein simcha, ela b'yayin. Now I need yayin for simcha. V'zu lasan, without yayin, einu yotze yedei chovoso b'simchas yamtiv. V'ader rabba, v'me yisamach es atzmo, imlo, she yishte, you drink a little wine, v'yishkach reishe, and you forget your depression, literally means your poison. You forget about all the terrible tzaras that are attendant upon us by virtue of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Yayin gives us l'smayach u'liftayach v'Hashem she'yachzor aleinu. Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the simcha of the basar alone is not going to make it for me, because I'm feeling bereft, I'm feeling distant, I'm feeling poisoned. So now I need the wine. When I drink the wine and it somehow enlivens me, the sameach, the liftoach b'Hashem sheyachzor aleinu. You know what? Hashem's going to come back to us. V'af b'yimei goli yosenu b'yosenu b'eretz oyvenu lo moas v'lo goal osanu lahafer briso Torah mitzvos meitan. It's hope. We're in trouble, but there's going to be a better time. We're going to come back, and the wine gives us that capacity to somehow extricate us from the sadness that we feel over the lack of the existence of a Beis HaMikdash. It elevates us, and it brings us closer to the Rabbono Shel Olam, and it gives us a bitachon. You know what? It's only temporary. God is going to come back. God never forsake us. Never. He never forsook nothing. We still have the Torah, and we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. Ki tamed hu, Hashem Elokeinu. Because God is always our God forever. Why does the Rambam zot the Amshel Shlomo Mechayev Basar? Because Basar is Simcha. Basar is Simcha. Basar is the Suda. The Suda is Simcha's Yamtiv. But Bisman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, that's all I need. That's all I need. I'm done. You can give me water. You can give me vinegar, samacht megornish dais. I'm good to go with the basar because I'm feeling God's presence. Bisman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, I need the wine. I need the wine to lift up my spirits, to give me hope and to give me faith that amidst Hashem, God is not forsaking us, but God will return because God is our God forever and ever. But still, basar is also simcha. Doesn't carry the day. I need help. I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But basar is also simcha. The purpose of the wine and the purpose of simchas yamtiv for the Yamshel Shlomo, Tiferem for the Beis Yosef's Kasha on the Rambam, is because this helps us live our lives in the presence of God. Simchas Yom Tov is God is there. Ki b'loshen Hayamshel Shlomo Tamid Hu Hashem Elokei. That's what Simchas Yom Tov is. This Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, all I need is the Basar of the Korban. I'm there. I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. What more do I need? I'm Lifnei Hashem. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, I need the wine to extricate me from the sadness, to elevate me, to allow me to reach a place when I recognize that I have faith in the Ribbon Shel Olam, and what I am now experiencing around me is only temporary. Simcha means living in the presence of God. I want to add two more parts to this shiur, and that will be the conclusion. A couple of weeks ago, here in Teaneck, I gave a shiur in the Beis Medrash of Teaneck. There's this incredible program. And the shiur that I gave was on Rosh Hashanah, Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. So is there Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah? Is it Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin? The overarching sensibility that we feel is tension and anxiety and nervousness and worry and concern because we're worried about the din. What about a whole bunch of halachas? There's a Yerushalmi quoted by the Tur that Eichelim, Ushaisim, Usmeichim, Yodim, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yasa Lahem Nisim. So I'd like to add on to that the issue about Yom Kippur very briefly. And then my conclusion is a general yesod in Simcha that I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik many, many years ago, maybe close to 50 years ago. Top of page 5. Is there Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Kippur? Is there Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Kippur? Volt men gemeint that there is no Simchas Yom Tov. There's no Simcha. Simcha is not a dispositive emotional expression relevant to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, I'm tittering. Yom Kippur, I'm panicking. The jig is up. This is it. This is the chasima, Yom Kippur. Based on the Gemara in Erechin, top of page 5, the Gemara here in Erechin talks about the criteria for the recital of Hallel. So what do I need to have in place on a particular day in order to be mechayev the recital of Hallel on that day? And the Gemara goes through, and then the Gemara comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippur, about 8 lines from the top of page 5, Erechin, Yudah Middeis. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, the Ikru Moed. V'ikdash v'asiyas malacha lema. Turns out, check, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur indeed have the exact same criteria that are necessary any time for the recital of Hallel. Number one, it's called a moed, Ela Moade Hashem. What follows is including not just the Sholosh Regalim, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it's ikdash, it is sanctified through the prohibition of asiyas malacha. I can't do any work. So check. All the prerequisites are in place. So if that's the case, frek de Gemara, we should say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And for the Gemara, Mishum de Rabbi Yavo, de Omer Rabbi Yavo, Amru Malachei Ashares, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shalom, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. In fact, the Malachim themselves ask this question to none other then the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Why taka is it that the Jews don't say Hallel? Amar Lahen, Hashem said. I mean, it's a remarkable the formulation here. Chazal put into the mouth of God himself. Amar Lahen, God told the angels. Efshe Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adid. V'sifrei Chayim v'sifrei Mesim Psuchim Lefanav. V'Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanav. What are you kidding? What are you talking about? How could Jews say Shira, the Sifrei Chayim, and the Sifrei, the opposite of Chayim, are Psuchim Lefanav. And you expect Jews to be able to sing and to be joyous? To say Hallel, to sing Tzachinter, you have a tune, a song, you belt it out, you're happy, who's happy? How can you be happy? How can you be happy? The books are open. In front of me, says God. Who's happy? Can't say how. Even though technically all the criteria and prerequisites are in place, but emotionally it's not shaykh. Over the over Rosh Hashanah, my rabbi, Rabbi Ezra Wiener, gave a shiur. And he quoted this next sefer, the Yerach Lemoadim of Rabbi Yerucham Olshin. Rabbi Yerucham Olshin is one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, in the Lakewood Yeshiva. And he has the sefer Yerach Lemoadim. And Rabbi Wiener quoted from this sefer. I asked to borrow it, and I worked through this section. And I want to quote a little bit from Rabbi Olshin. He quotes Venir Eliyashev. The context here is he wants to know about what's the character of tefillah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Venir Eliyashev Devarov, whatever that is, al pi mashe shamati mishmo shel saba mislabotka. I heard from the altar of Slabotka, the tefillos shel Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim yesh lohem din miyuchad shel tefillos be'es tzor. Normally, tefillah is tefillah. So, shevach, bakasha, vahoda'ah. But there's a separate category of tefillah called tefillah be'es tzara, when you're feeling under pressure, when you're feeling tense, when you're in a difficult situation. And that is the character, said the altar of Slabodka, of the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. After all, quoting our Gemara, ki sifrei chayim, the Sifrei, the opposite of Chaim, Psuchim Lefonov. The Adam Omed Lefnei Melech Malchei Hamlochem Bedin. V'harezei Nechshav Ke'ez Tzara. This is a difficult time. This is a tense time. V'lochen Yesh Olav Chovas Tfila Bifnei Atzma Midin Tfila Be'ez Tzara. It has a din of Tfila Be'ez Tzara. And what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is famous Machlekes Rambam and the Ramban. Is tefillah a mitzvah saseh or not? The Rambam says tefillah is a mitzvah saseh. The Ramban says tefillah is not a mitzvah saseh, except for tefillah be'es tzara. Zok the altar that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Ramban would be meida that tefillah is do'eraisa, because that has a halacha of es tzara. But into the afilu lefishitas ho Ramban, the mitzvahs tefillah b'chol yom eino elo midirabanan mikomokam harei moda de be'ez tzora himidol reisa. Next column. The kivin sheba Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim ha-adam nimtza be'ez tzora yesh olav chovas tefillah midol reisa. And then he quotes from a Nemuke Yosef at the beginning of Maseches Nedorim. Es chatoi ani maskir hayom, regretfully I do not have bekiyas in the Nemuke Yosef's in Nedarim. The Nemuke Yosef size of the letters are smaller than the Ravid that I quoted to you on page 2. And I bring you the Nemuke Yosef. He quotes from a Nemuke Yosef in Nedarim. The Nemuke Yosef says the following. One should avoid Nedarim. One should not say, I'm making a neder to do something. We spend a lot of time in a holy time of the year trying to deal with the Nedarim, Hataras Nedarim, Kol Nidre. It's better, don't make a neder. If you want to do something, you'll do it. You don't make a neder that you're going to do it. Frekta Nemuke Yosef, what about Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemor? Pasuk says in Bereishis that Yaakov made a neder. If you shouldn't make a neder, why is Yaakov making a neder? And the answer he says is the Nemuke Yosef, because it was an Eis Tzara. Because it was an Eis Tzara, because he was in trouble, he was nervous, he didn't know what was going to be, how his life was going to unfold. So Be'Eis Tzara, even though normally you shouldn't make a neder, but he wanted to make a neder in order to really lock himself in for the zechusim that should help him Be'Eis Tzara. Concludes the Nemuke Yosef. Now I invite you regretfully to the, all the way at the bottom of the page, the middle of the next to the last line. So in Yom Kippur, during Yisker, not during Yisker, people make a neder to give tzedakah, to give oil, bedek habayis, make a donation to the shul, a Yisker donation, a Yom Kippur appeal. On Yom Kippur, we make a neder that we're going to give tzedakah. Yesh lefaresh, on what basis? Da'al yedei shehu yom hadin v'sifre chayim v'sifre mesim psuchim lufanov kisha'as tzora domi kedei sheyale zichroneinu lufanov latov. That Yom Kippur is an ace. Sorry, the author from Slabodka said that Yom Kippur b'chlal is an ace tzora, and therefore, even according to the Ramban, the tefillah is mida oraisa. Like to the Nemuke Yosef, quoted by Rabbi Olshin, quoting Rav Moshe Chomsky, draw to my attention by Rabbi Ezra Wiener, that Yom Kippur is an ace tzora. Yom Kippur is an ace tzora. Why is Yom Kippur an ace tzora? Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mes. But yet, lo and behold, Yom Kippur is a yomtiv. Yom Kippur is a yomtiv. It's really hard. There's a mutual exclusivity. There's a dialectical tension within the character of Yom Kippur itself. Because so far, it's an ace tzora, tefillos midai raisa, you're allowed to make a neder. What do we say in Unisane Tokef? My God, Nebuch, we lay out all kinds of terrible things, and it's gefährlich. It's gefährlich, we're nervous. But yet, page 6 brings us to a Gemara, a mission at the end of Tainus. Mishnah says, "Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael, kechamisha asav av, b'chi yom kippur." Not only is Yom Kippur a yomtiv, but it's a super duper yomtiv. The two great yamim tovim, chamisha asav ba'av, surprise, and Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, "Bishlama yom kippur." Why is Yom Kippur a yomtiv? Mishum the ispe slicha u'mechila yom shenitnu baluchas achmonos. What a yomtiv this is! We have slicha u'mechila. Baruch Shalom gives us a gift. He gives us an opportunity to start again. We're able to somehow come to terms with what we did and change our lives, make adjustments, and it's okay. We have slicha u'mechila. That's a yomtiv. Yom shenitnu baluchos achronos, the first luchos we know when they came down and they were shattered. The second luchos, up 40 days, down a day, up 40 days, down a day, up 40 days, comes down. On Yom Kippur, the luchos that we live by, the blueprint for our lives and for all of humanity, were delivered to us on Yom Kippur, the second luchos. Wow, what a Yom Kippur. How does it express itself? How does Simchas Yom Kippur express itself? On Yom Kippur, I give you one example. Rabbeinu Yonah's Sha'arei Tshuva. Why is there a mitzvah, actually a mitzvah saseh of achila on Erev Yom Kippur? We know, kol ochel v'shoseh b'chi'i ma'ale olav ha'kosov ke'ilu hisana tshiva. There's a big mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? All kinds of explanations. There are like 5-6 shitos among the Rishonim. The simple one is Rashi, because we need to do work tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to fast. And if we would be totally smashed physically, so what kind of Yom Kippur is this going to look like for us? So we fortify ourselves on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a hachana to be able to do Yom Kippur the way Yom Kippur has to be done. The Shiboli Aleket quotes a shita, the exact opposite. The exact opposite is, I don't know exactly how this is eisgehalten biologically, but apparently the more you eat, the more you want to eat, and then if you don't eat, it's even more difficult for you. So somebody who normally doesn't eat, all right, you don't eat, but when Baruch Hashem mishtuk tzuchab gesundheit, and then all of a sudden, boom, cold turkey, you're fasting, makes it worse. There's an inyan of inui on Yom Kippur. It's not just a din in fasting, it's a din in being in pain. So I stuff myself the day before Yom Kippur so that my complexity and challenge of fasting on Yom Kippur should even be more than it was before. Rabbeinu Yonah gives another explanation in Sha'arei Tshuva at the bottom of page 6. Second explanation, he gives 3 of them. The second explanation is, Ki b'shar yomim tovim. Anachnu kovim su'uda l'simchas ha-mitzvah. On Yom Tov we saw there's something called Simchas Yom Tov. What's Simchas Yom Tov? A meal. We have a meal. The meal is a kiyum in Simchas Yom Tov. Ki yigdal v'yitzkem ba'od schar ha-simcha ha-mitzvos. But we enjoy ourselves. Simchas Yom Tov, we have a meal. But Nebuch, I can't have a meal on Yom Kippur, because I'm supposed to fast on Yom Kippur. So when am I mekayim Simchas Yom Tiv of Yom Kippur? I'm mekayim it Erev Yom Kippur. At the end, of Mepnesha Hatzom B'Yom HaKippurim, Nitzchayvu Likboa HaSeuda Shel Simchas HaMitzvah B'Erev Yom HaKippurim. It's a kiyum in Simchas Yom Tiv. The mitzvah of Achila is, I really should do it on Yom Tiv, but I can't do it on this Yom Tiv, because I have to fast. So when am I going to be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tiv for this Yom Tiv? As close to the day as possible, I'll do it the day before. So we see that this Simchas Yom Tiv on Shalosh Regalim, the Rambam Paskins, Beis Yosef notwithstanding, Simchas Yom Tov is Basar, Simchas Yom Tov is Yai. I want to conclude with something I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik many, many, many years ago. Three questions. The Mishnah says in Brachos, I'll take Mamish 5 minutes. I will summarize this as quickly as possible. I actually wrote this up. I don't know if this shul uses it. About 25 years ago, I published something called Siddur Nechamas Yisrael for Bate Avel. And many shuls have used it. And in my introduction to Siddur Nechamas Yisrael, I wrote up this vort from the Rav. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hara'a, Kishem Shemavarech Al HaTova. Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hara'a, Kishem Shemavarech Al HaTova. You have to make a bracha on bad, just like you make a bracha on good. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? It means you have to do it b'simcha. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, how can you make a bracha b'simcha when something bad happens? Second question. The Tochacha comes, bottom right of page 7. Tachas Hashem Avadeta Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. Because simcha was missing. For that, the Tochacha comes. And finally, bottom left, V'samachta b'chagecha. We've been dealing with this pasuk. How could the Torah ask Rabbi Soloveitchik be machayev an emotion? How could the Torah require me to feel something? The Torah could require me to do something, not to do something, to believe something, not to believe something. How could the Torah require an emotion? And basically his yesod was, and that's on page 8 and on page 9, that simcha is not an emotion. Rabbi Soloveitchik famously pointed out in, I have a long footnote in that essay, there are about 10 places where the Rav makes the point that simcha means lifnei Hashem. That simcha is an awareness. Simcha is not some kind of an inchoate emotion, and I'm not feeling, but it's an awareness. What is the ultimate simcha? To recognize that my life unfolds within the purview of the presence of the Rebbe Shalom. And he, top of page 8, he quotes, there are 12 places in Sefer Devarim where there's a juxtaposition of the word simcha and lefnei Hashem. Smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem. V'samachta lefnei Hashem Elokechem. Lefnei Hashem Elokechem usmachtem. And it's not just a coincidence, but actually it teaches us about the core element and essence of what simcha is. Simcha means to live our lives in the presence of God. It's shades of the Yamshel Shlomo's interpretation. To live in the presence of God when we have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's easy. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's harder. And so we're left with, in the Lashon of the Bach, not Iker Simcha. We're left with, in the Lashon of the Drisha, Simcha Ktsas. But Simcha means, Simcha really means, to live our lives in the presence of God. I'm sure all of those who are sponsoring this presentation in memory of loved ones will be able to assert that that is how their loved ones live their lives. And I would say that that is how my own mother, Aleha Shalom, lived her life. She was infirm and very difficult for her to walk. She couldn't walk for years. But she had a tremendous faith. Alles ist mit Chesed. How are you, Mommy? Alles ist mit Chesed. Everything is okay. Tremendous simcha, even option B, option C, and option D. And lived a life with deep faith, deep, profound faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I hope that this analysis is helpful, not just in terms of the lumdis, but also in terms of helping us negotiate parts of our lives, that as this particular Yom Tov winds down, and this is Zman Simcha Seinu, the Yom Tov of Sukkot more than any of the other Yom Tov, to appreciate the nuances of what that means, and to be in a position, Emir Tashem, in the coming days and weeks and months, that the Ktsas Simcha should be more and more and more as we continue, Emir Tashem, to appreciate the power of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. Have a good Tavach, a good Mayid, and a Freilichim Yom Tov.